Proverbs 11:4 says, "Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death." In our previous devotional, we discussed the reality of the fleeting nature of riches. And here we see that the alternative to facing wrath is to be delivered from death by righteousness. As we've also seen in several Proverbs previously, this is true in both a practical or natural sense, as well as in the eternal or spiritual sense. Number one, by allowing God's Spirit to direct us in our daily lives, we avoid premature death many times in many different ways. And then number two, we also find deliverance from eternal death by righteousness, but it is the righteousness of Christ and not any righteousness in and of ourselves. So there is practical righteousness, and then there is imputed righteousness. The fact that the practice of righteousness in our daily lives, delivering us from death until our appointed time, is obvious enough. Instead of committing suicide, we face our problems, and with God's help, we simply endure. That's really how simple that is. That's one example. Another example, instead of robbing and stealing when we need money, we work and try to be a good steward in order to solve our money issues. Thus, we avoid being killed in the act of robbery. Another example is simply when it comes to taking illegal drugs and possibly overdosing on something like fentanyl. We live righteously and stay off of drugs, and therefore we're delivered from that death. Instead of committing adultery and being killed by a jealous spouse or friend, or killed by a lover when we try to break up with them, we live righteously and remain faithful to our spouse, and that solves that. The examples are endless, and we've talked about some of them previously, but what about the spiritual truth of avoiding eternal death by righteousness? That truth is summed up for us in the letter of the Apostle Paul to Titus. And he wrote this in Titus 3:4-7. "But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that, being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life." So those who repent toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, believing on his shed blood and death on the cross for forgiveness of sins, and in the power of his bodily resurrection, conquering death from the tomb for eternal life, we have the righteousness of Jesus Christ imputed to us. Again, Paul explains this using Abraham's faith as the model in Abraham's faith in God's promise. As we read in Romans 4:21 and 22, God had promised Abraham to have a child by a wife who's way past childbearing years. And we read in Romans 4:21 and 22, "And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness." In response to Abraham's faith, God imputed righteousness, not by works, but by grace through faith. Paul further explains in Romans 4:23-25, "Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification." So that's the question. Will you believe on him? Have you believed on him? If you have, you are delivered from the power of death. Death now is nothing but a door you pass through to eternal life. Why? Because righteousness delivereth from death. And in the eternal sense, it is the righteousness of Jesus Christ delivering us.